Does life seem meaningless? Do you have a hard time getting through the day? Well, you're in luck because today's episode, we're going to be talking about how to talk and how to
Maybe.
find meaning in an ever-changing and ever more confusing world. This is the Existential Stoic Podcast. I'm Randy. That's Danny. What's going on, Danny?
What's up, Randy?
Yeah, so this is a tricky one. How to find meaning.
I was thinking about this too, because I think it's harder now than ever. Because, like, we were talking about before, like, so much that you encounter online is created intentionally to get you to think or a certain way, whether it's like paid advertising, whether it's like the Russian state trying to confuse you about something or rile you up, right? I mean, think about how much stuff you look at online that's emotionally charged to get you engaged. I mean, because they know that that's going to make you read more, click more, and so forth and so on. Then on top of that, with AI, it's like a lot of what we interact with online, we don't even know if it's real or not, like actually created by. And I mean, again, and is there a difference? We could debate that too. That's besides the point. But, like, the content we're engaging with, we don't even know who it's created by. There's all these people out there telling us to think this way or that way. And it's really, I think, hard to find meaning and to feel like you have like a, I don't know what you call that, like a, an anchor or a position that's like safe and understandable for you.
Yeah, and it can be rough to be in that spot of not having meaning because they say that a person without vision shall perish. And I know from my own experience when I was in those times when life felt meaningless, I mean, it was very difficult times, like
Oh
very dark,
yeah.
very bleak.
Oh yeah. When you're depressed and like nothing has any meaning, dude, it's really hard to do anything. It's like impossible. You have to have meaning. I mean, we all need it, right? We all want to understand our world. We want to make sense of them. We want to make sense of ourselves and the world. But it's hard, I think, to do. And like, it's also hard to know what actually really matters. Because I think that's the other flip side of meaning is like, not everything has to be meaningful. Not everything has to matter, or not matter as much as we give it. We want to say it matters, I guess, is the other way to look at that, right? Because I've always been a big fan of having like a few important values, and that's it. The rest I can worry about later,
Simplify it. But it's also a challenge, I think, from like a biological level. It's a challenge because for at least from what I read, I didn't experience it, but for most of humanity's history, we were very involved in nature. So like, a lot of our life we spent just trying to get enough food to survive. And now in the past 50 years, we have all of a sudden this problem of excess, which I'm sure you've seen walking through Walmart, and not just all the stuff on the shelves, but also the people there, So like it's kind of like we're up against these things that we've never really encountered before, and it makes it very difficult because, like back in the day, I'm gonna guess like 100 years ago, 200 years ago, you couldn't really just sit at home for a week, a month, and just mope around. Like you would just die. That was it. You'd have to go out and find some food. You have to go out and work. You have to go out and do stuff. And like, as difficult as it be, sometimes changing your headspace is enough to kind of change meaning. Like if you do enough stuff, eventually something will happen.
Well, I also think too, just like, in that case too, like having to do it, like you not have that choice because your survival depends on it. Whereas now it's like it has gotten easy. Like you can like, move around and stuff and not do things. And like, yeah, you might run out of money, but you can still kind of pretty much subsist for a while like
You
that.
can
And
just apply for more credit cards,
yeah, exactly. And like, yeah, and it's really
dig
hard and
yourself a
interesting.
deeper hole.
I know, right? Well, it's funny you mentioned that too about the past, because like I was just reading this thing the other day about like they've been finding like cave art from like way longer ago, like Neanderthal stuff. And it's interesting that like I think one of it was like 100,000 years ago they dated it. And it's animal depictions. Like that's what they were drawing. Like it was like depictions of the animals because that was central to their world, right? That's what mattered. They needed to eat. These things were important, right? I mean, we don't know everything about it, obviously, but like just a guess. And I think it's interesting that like we have so many things that like vie for our attention now. And so much of them don't have to do with necessity. And I think that's really where meaning gets hard, because it's like, what matters? It's like,
And they all do it through one channel too. It's like almost primarily a visual channel, and
yeah.
the movement, like the most movement that people do, is just scrolling up or to the side on their phone and with their thumb, and that's like it. But like back in the day, I mean, we had to look around with our eyes. So, like, yeah, sure, we still use our eyes, but like, we would use our nose. But what would we smell? You know, we would hear stuff all the time. We'd be listening, make sure there's not a predator in the woods. We'd be using our hands a whole bunch to like get berries or, you know, do whatever, dig things. We'd have to walk a whole bunch every day, run to like chase down food. So, like, all these things we just don't use anymore.
Well, it's we don't, and it's funny. Like I was watching my dog the other day. Like we've raised these little dogs in our house, so like they're, they've been in this environment their whole lives. But it cracks me up too that like, they'll hear a weird sound, like you take out tin foil to rip it or something, and they're not paying attention, and they'll jump because like, well, what was that? Like they're still on that like high alert, of like gotta be aware of our surroundings, gotta know what's going on because there could be danger, even though there's like ostensibly no danger. It's just funny that like. We don't have that as much anymore. Like we've kind of lost that because we're so comfortable in our environment. And it's, and I think that's the other funny thing. It's like we want the security and regularity because we feel like we know the world, but do we really know it? And this is the other thing with meaning is like the more we learn, the more just we learn we don't know. We have more questions. We have this one thing we know for certain is we have this one life, right? And then we die. So many people seem to be worried about like what they leave behind, even though it doesn't matter. It's like, and how much they can collect, even though you can't take it with you. Like, it's really funny how, like, we seem to focus on things that don't have to do with this life at all. And in order to prove that we made this life count, it's really strange,
Marcus Aurelius said something along those lines where he's like, you know, being angry that people after you won't remember you because of your legacy is just as silly as being angry that people who came before you didn't remember it. So it's like, it
I
doesn't
didn't know
matter.
you.
Like, who cares? And so, like, it can be challenging. And oh, here's the other thing is that generally, at least from my experience, the times when I feel like there's no meaning in my life is not the times in my life when it's appropriate to contemplate that. It's usually I'm feeling terrible, and all of a sudden I'm like, my life has no meaning. What poor me, blah, blah, blah. And it's like, I'm not in the right mental space to consider it at those times. Like, when I actually have my mental capacity or faculties and whatever, I don't care about life meaning because things are going good. So, like, sometimes when I can actually catch that that's the road that I'm going down, I'm like, hang on, how am I feeling? Oh, I'm feeling bad. Okay, well, let's not address this stuff now because I'm feeling bad. And I know when I'm feeling bad, that's just the train's gone off the rails.
And that's the time that we always do it, though. That's what's funny, right? Is it's always when we shouldn't be. But I think you make a good point, which is, that's the other thing about meaning is it's, it's tied to our perception of reality, our experience, our interpretation, which is heavily influenced by our emotional state, our mental state, obviously. And so, like, yeah, there's times when maybe we shouldn't even engage in that question because it's just a stupid time to do it. It's going to lead down a bad road and it's going to cause problems. And I do the same thing. I always feel like everything's falling apart when I'm tired because I'm tired. I don't have the energy to deal with a bunch of stuff and I need to go to sleep. And like thinking about this, not a healthy time to worry about that stuff because in the morning it looks way different. It
They're
looks
crazy.
doable. Like, and it's funny.
And it's like, you know, you can look at a child when they're tired and you can be like, you just need to go to sleep. And the child's like fighting you, like, no, I don't want to go to sleep. I'm not tired. And it's like, you just need to go to sleep. And like, but when it's yourself, you're like, that's not. But then you wake up the next day and you're like, yeah, I was exactly that child. I just need to go to sleep and I didn't
It's
want
all,
to.
we're still just bitchy kids trying to stay up past our bedtime. And it's funny, I think it's just hard too nowadays. It's like there's so many people, things trying to tell us what's valuable that it's almost like I wonder sometimes, and I do wonder this when I talk to my students too, like about like values and stuff, like whether we can even get clear on what matters to us by ourselves anymore. Because like you look back and past, like you might have had a small community, but your experience of how others were doing was so limited. Most people were probably doing roughly the same as you in that area. Like you didn't have a big experience of the world. Now we have access to, video feeds from all over the world 24/7. Like what's going on right now? We see so much. We see the best of the best. Like there's so much to compare yourself to and feel terrible. And it's like it really screws up your perception of like value and what matters.
Dude, I agree with you 100% on that one. 'Cause like back in the day, you lived in small communities where like One dude was the baker, one dude was the blacksmith. I don't know whatever other
And
professions,
their
the
kids were
shrubber,
probably going to be the shrubber or the baker, and they were probably going to
But
do
it's
the
like
same job.
there was no competition because they were the only one in town. And even if there were two or three other ones, there was still business for all of them. They may not have been the richest one, but they were still,
Yeah,
the
they built
shrubber.
another one because there was more business that
Right.
they couldn't handle in one shop, basically. Yeah,
Yeah.
like.
And so there wasn't this like never ending competition. And plus, you would probably gain a lot more fulfillment from that than being like, office cubicle employee number 744343.
Yeah,
And it's
well,
like,
because you're making whole things with your hands, right? You're like, you're making that,
because the
that
society is
carriage.
actually surviving because of you.
Yeah. And it's funny too, think back then too, like travel. Like, not many people did travel because it took so long and it was, perilous. You could die along the way and it could take
Yeah.
6 months or longer to get somewhere. So, like, travel was not usually a thing that happened a lot. So, when people did come, you've heard accounts of places secondhand that were already outdated because the person that got there hasn't been there for 6 months, By the time news got to you, if it was that important, it was probably already resolved, because, like, the
Yeah.
time lag. Whereas, like, and I think that's the other thing. Like, now it feels like there's so many things that want our attention, so many things that are immediate that need to be solved now. It's like really hard sometimes, I think, for people to prioritize and like figure out what to do and how to value things.
Yeah, I've been thinking about this a lot because of that book that I'm reading, where like with like Twitter and social media and everything like that. It's like
Oh,
there's a
yeah.
saying that if you're not the consumer, meaning if you're not paying for it, then you're the product. And I think a lot of people get confused about this with social media. They think that like, oh, like I'm consuming it for fun. It's good. It entertains me. And it's like, no, you're the freaking product. Like they are
Yeah.
literally doing whatever they can to trap your attention so they can sell it for advertising dollars. And
Yeah.
but it's like people get caught in there. And it, I, you know, like I was at a conference recently and somebody asked for my Twitter profile. I don't have one. And they're like, how do you not do that stuff? And I was like, I've never seen a single paper that said that social media improves your life. Like,
No.
literally everything out there says it destroys your life, and yet people are still addicted to it. And I'm just like, like cigarettes were the same way a whole bunch of
Yeah.
time, but nowadays, oh, you can't smoke cigarettes. But it's like, eventually it'll get there. But right now we're in the phase
Yeah.
where it's just like, ah, this is so good.
Yeah, it's a lot of ignoring it and denying it. And that's the other problem is, right? We have a hard time too of like recognizing when things are bad for us and shifting because if everybody's doing it, that's the other hard thing too. It's like it's hard to devalue something that everybody's engaged in. You look on like if I look on like my Android apps on my phone, it'll tell me like, Facebook's been downloaded about like 5 billion times or something. It's like, so it seems reasonable. I mean, when you look at it
Yeah.
that way, that's like most over half the population,
Dude, but
and
it's probably going
they're.
to take a lot longer because, like, cigarettes back in the 1950s or whatever, it was like three out of four doctors recommended Marlboros. So it took like 70 years for that to be to
Oh,
where we
yeah.
are now, where people are like, you can't smoke cigarettes, that's bad for you or whatever. But, that means it's going to be probably until like 2070 where people are like, you can't use social media, that's terrible for you.
Terrible boy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you want? Depression?
Well, that's the other funny thing is I always wondered if like there'll be a point where we hit like information consumption and we'll start to turn away from it. Like either because it'll get well, this is the thing I'm wondering is like either the internet's gonna get so polluted with garbage, like fake stuff, spam stuff, advertising, which arguably it already kind of is, but like it's gonna get so polluted with that that people aren't gonna find it valuable anymore. Or like, we're gonna find out that like there's so much detrimental damage happening that there's gonna be a push to stop these things. And maybe their use and who knows, maybe then like their use will get have a different relationship with it. The use will be tampered down to something in a very specific way and it'll be healthy or something. But you never know.
Yo, here's an interesting thought that just crossed my mind. You know how everybody thinks that AI is going to be this like Skynet type of thing that destroys humanity?
Yeah.
What if? Because I mean, AI is not stupid, and so it could go out and read stuff like the Stoics and different things like that, that actually beneficial things are good for people, and it could
Yeah.
actually realize how bad all this stuff is for people, and actually AI could self-correct and shut it all down.
That'd be cool.
Yeah, right?
So you guys can't listen to this, look at this anymore. It's terrible
Yeah,
for you.
this is bad.
We're gonna
It'll
turn it
just weed
off.
out all the garbage. Yeah.
Yeah. That'd be interesting. That could be a good use for it, right? Weed out the garbage. Give me some reason, weed out the garbage AI. Hurry
No
up.
more, no more political cam commercials.
God.
Jeez.
But I think that's where people struggle nowadays, though. It's like on the one hand, you're getting these examples of the top 0.00001%. So it seems unachievable to hit that level of, success, whatever that means. And on the other hand, you're constantly getting thrown all these things that are trying to convince you of stuff. And I think like we don't get enough time off to figure out our own values. We don't get enough downtime. Like we don't get time to be bored just to reflect on our own thoughts and like what we want. Like I remember when I first started out like in college, like I didn't really know what I wanted to do, but it's like you feel so much pressure to do anything, because the degree is given so much weight, by people around you that it feels so important. And like later on, you realize it's not. And like, but it's funny at the time, it feels so real because everybody's telling you that. So it's like you need time away to also find yourself. And I think that's what people need more now is like making space for themselves to really think about what matters to me, what do I value, and what's meaningful to me. Like, what matters most? Is it my friends? Is it my family? Is it having certain achievements? Is it doing really well at something? Like, what is it? So I can figure that out and then I can plan from there.
And remembering that you're gonna die can be pretty helpful for that.
Yeah.
Because, I think a lot of us go around with this illusion that we're going to keep on living, if not eternally, which I think a lot of us are under that illusion, at least for a long time, But it's definitely not true. And so, sometimes I do this stuff where I'm like, if I was gonna like Sometimes, like usually I do it with a 6 month time frame. Like if I was going to die in 6 months, what would I want to get done? But like sometimes I'll be like, well, heck, if this was my last week, like really, what would I do?
Yeah,
And
would you change anything, right?
yeah, because, or at least like for, because for me, I like deny myself a whole bunch of stuff because, I don't know. But so like, if I was going to die in a week, would giving up that pizza like really be that great? And it's being no, like that's the one thing that I'd probably want before I died is a good pizza.
Yeah, right. And knowing that, I think, it's funny, like I remember like teaching biomedical, the amount of like anecdotal stories of people who have like a terminal illness and then get in recovery and then change their lives dramatically, the amount of times that happens is like amazing. And that should tell us something, that many of us are probably not living in a way that we really want to live if we really thought about it. Like I honestly think sometimes that like when I was really depressed, that was a good time because it gave me time also to think about things in a weird way. Because you're not doing anything. And like that was helpful long term because I thought about like what really mattered and stuff. And like then you can start working on those things. But you can't really work on that stuff until you know it. And that's, when I think of meaning, that's what I think of. It's like what values do matter most to me? Because that's how I can then make choices that are meaningful for me.
Yeah, and it's kind of like what makes life worthwhile getting through the day? Because I mean, we're all going to die, but also until that point when we die, we have to do something.
We gotta do something.
And so like and that doing something is going to cause you a lot of problems. So like unless you can just sit in meditation the whole time until you die, you're gonna have problems. So, like, what is going to be worthwhile to have the associated problems and do for the rest of your life?
It's a hard one to figure out too. And I think that's the hard part because everybody's gotta figure it out on their own. You can't listen to other people. You can only listen to the advice that you got to find out what the values are yourself, but that's about it. Like, it's really difficult beyond that. But I think most people like need time away from stuff to think about, like, or just think about like what's the happiest point in your day? And then ask yourself why. And keep asking why until you get to the bottom of it. Like, is it like when you're home watching TV with your partner? And is that simply because you're not at work? And maybe work's the problem, right? Maybe what your career is. But like asking why like that can really help be helpful to get to the bottom. So I would recommend like journaling and like giving yourself downtime with no screens, nothing, no media interactions or anything, and just having time to think to start working out like what matters.
Yeah, that's a really good point. And then once you figure out what it could be, like not waiting for some big moment to make this big change, like just doing a little bit over a long period of time That's how it happens. Like, you hear all these people who are like, oh, I just want to do this thing, but I never have the time to do it. And it's like, you don't need the time to do it. If it's important, you just do a little bit every day.
Yeah. You know what's funny is like every time, I mean, we've started a lot of things in the last few years, and like every time you start something, like I in my head I want it to be like at a certain point like 3 months, but the reality is that's never true. It always takes like realistically like I think 6 months to a year is a good first initial like evaluation point, you know, to really see how things are going. And you see that progress though, and that motivates you still, because you still will get further than you think you would have gotten, even though you expect to get much further. If that makes sense. Yeah.
Absolutely. And then you can always judge it and adjust it based on that.
Yeah.
But yeah, but I think knowing that if life does feel meaningless, you're in good company.
Yeah.
Because now more than ever, you're in good company. And,
Yeah.
you know, probably the most difficult thing is feeling that you're alone in it. And it may look around you like everybody has their stuff together and like everybody has
They
all
don't.
figured out except for you, and that you know, everybody's life is cheery and everything, but that's probably not true.
Well, hey, it's like we've talked about 100 times, right? Like, go read some of the biographies of people that like seem really successful, and you will find that they all were very miserable, even when they were at the height of their success. And so, ostensibly from the outside, when they looked like they were doing the best, that was when they're at their worst. I mean, you see, so you know, it's funny, like. I was thinking about this too, because like I've seen recently, like just for, I don't know why, but I've seen like a lot of interviews with like older musicians that were very successful, and it's funny how many of them seem to talk about like how like it's not like they look back on the music obviously finally and they're proud of what they did and all, but it's like they're much happier now because they're actually like doing things they want to do, you know, living a life that's more meaningful than back then when they were not, and a lot of them talk about being depressed when they were like, you know, at the height. And it's like, you know, it makes you wonder, like, success, is it really all it's cracked up to be? How we define it.
And I mean, those are great examples how that happens. And like also with these huge, like, I don't know, the dinosaurs of making money, like the guys who are worth billions of dollars. Like, I remember, I think it was Rockefeller or something like that, who he was basically so stressed about making money that even though he was the richest person on earth, he was so ill from trying to maintain this that he basically survived on just like bland porridge by itself. And so, like, here's a guy who could afford anything, and the only thing he could actually stomach was like the cheapest food ever that a beggar would have gotten.
And shows like it's not all it's cracked up to be. We make it out, and I think that's the other problem with meaning is we make things out to be more than they are. And we convince ourselves things are the case because we might not have something, but we fail to see the whole picture. You know, so I think you have to take time to yourself. You do. It's the only way to do it.
Yeah, recognizing that every blessing comes with a burden.
Yeah.
And
True.
coincidentally, every burden also comes with a blessing.
That is true. Look at that.
Yeah,
It works both
coincidentally. When
ways.
when you make it through, like looking back at some of my bleakest times, there were things that I learned that I gained from those experiences that I
Oh yeah.
wouldn't or couldn't have gotten otherwise.
We all have that, right? Like we're like we look back and the like, things that seemed the hardest at that time also turned out to be really valuable because you learn something, you build your character, something happens from it that like enables you to move forward in a new way. And like I think like, you know, it's like one of the hardest things people always face is big life changes, but usually they're the best things to do because like you need it, you know, and it's like you make that change and things just get better. Yeah.
Cool. So there you have it. How to
Yeah.
find meaning in a confusing, crazy world.
Yeah, chaotic world, right?
If you
Yeah.
enjoyed this episode, like, share, subscribe, give us a positive review. We'll see you next time. This is the Existential Stoic Podcast. I'm Randy. That's Danny. I'll see you later, Danny.
Later, Randy.